Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 3 of the Navigating a Computer with Keyboard Commands and a Screen Reader. Hopefully by now you're familiar with the term of screen reader and what you can expect when I say keystroke. But if not, check out the previous two tutorials, which can be found on the website. So in this episode, as the name suggests, we are going to learn what I consider the 5 fundamental Windows keystrokes. Nice bit of alliteration there. 5 and fundamental. Love it. So, first of all, we will focus on the Windows key. 4 out of the 5 keystrokes involve the Windows key. So the Windows key, if you are familiar with the visual layout, is the key with the Windows logo on it. If you're not familiar with the visual layout, the Windows key, more often than not, if you find your spacebar, is 2 keys to the left of the spacebar. There's a little bit of variation. Sometimes it can be 2 keys across, sometimes it could be 3. It all depends on where your function key is placed, or even if you may not actually have a function key, which I have seen laptops that don't. That all being said, it's the key that will bring up the start menu, as it used to be called. I'm not sure what they call it these days. It's more of a grid these days than a menu, but either way. So the first keystroke that I'm going to teach you is Windows and D. Now you hold down the Windows key and you press D. And the way to remember this is D for desktop. This will take you, as you may have guessed, to your desktop. Surprise! The desktop, quite honestly, is where you're going to do most of your quick launch applications, as it were. So if you're using Word, if you're, say, Word, email, Google Chrome, Firefox, just to not be biased, and well, obviously you'd have Calliope by Nathan Tech, who wouldn't? Then those may have shortcuts on your desktop to make getting to them a lot quicker and easier, and the way to do that is to press Windows D to get to the desktop, and then to navigate either using the arrow keys, which will navigate you around the desktop, or to use what I like to refer to as first letter navigation. That's to say, if you've got Calliope on your desktop and you decide to press Windows D, you could then jump straight to Calliope by pressing C. Obviously, if you have Calliope, calculator, and Christmas album on your desktop, then obviously it'll scroll you through those until you get to the one you want. And then you just press enter on the shortcut that you want, and it'll launch the program. Nice and simple. So Windows D, D for desktop. Following that line of thought, then, we're going to jump up to Windows and E. That's E for Explorer, as in File Explorer, as in where your files are stored. Surprise! Not much to say, really. It launches File Explorer. And, yeah, again, you navigate with the arrow keys. And, well, that's that, really. Next one is Windows R. This is for Run. Now, you may not actually use Run. I do personally, however. There's competition for Run, because if you just press the Windows key on its own, you can actually type into the search box, which is immediately focused by your screen reader. In any case, I tend to use Run to launch things like Word, for example, because you type Windows and R will bring up the Run box, and then you can type WinWord, that's WinWord, or Notepad, simply Notepad. WordPad is WordPad. And there's a few others that you can use if you're a coder like myself. I tend to use it to launch command line CMD quite a lot. So that's Windows and R for Run. Again, nice and simple. Now we're going to follow this trail of thought, as it were, to memorize our fourth keystroke. And this will be the final one that focuses on Windows for the moment. And that's Windows X. Now, Windows X isn't as widely known as I personally think it should be, because it's one very useful piece of kit. Now, Windows X will bring up most screen readers call it a context menu. I like to think of it as just a menu. Now, the items on Windows X are not always useful. They're not always things that you will find yourself using. For example, if you're not a coder, you're not going to be launching command line, probably not going to be launching PowerShell, things like that. However, in the context menu of Windows X is the shutdown tools. Now, there's two ways to, well, there's three ways to shut down the computer, really. Well, probably more than three, let's be honest. I mean, you know, taking the battery out is pretty final. Lobbing it out the window, you know, that'll shut it down pretty nicely. But you may not get your laptop back out of that one. But to get back on the point, Windows X is the easiest for me personally, as all you have to do is Windows X, arrow up once or twice, and you're there. And there's also a couple of other useful tools in Windows X, such as settings, and there used to be control panel when that was still a big thing for Windows. Your run is also in there. You've got File Explorer, Task Manager, and a few other useful tools. So it's a handy keystroke to know. And the way I always remember that is Windows X, X as in exit. Now, obviously, I know exit doesn't start with an E, but it starts with a nice X sound. So that's D for desktop, E for explorer, R for run, and X for exit. And you execute those holding down Windows and then pressing the relevant key, E for explorer, D for desktop, R for run, X for exit. The fifth and final fundamental keystroke that I want to cover in this tutorial does not focus on the Windows key. Instead, it focuses on the Alt key, and the Alt key can be found just to the left of your spacebar key. It's the first key on the left of spacebar. Now, the keystroke is Alt and Tab, and the Tab key is the key above the caps lock on the left-hand side. So you hold down Alt and you press Tab, but what does this do, I hear you ask? Does it send my computer into a quantum spiral? I'm afraid not. It's not that exciting. It navigates you between open windows. So for example, you're writing a document based on some information that somebody has emailed to you. You'd obviously want to have the email open, and you'd want to have the document open as well. Now, sighted people, you may be familiar with going to the task manager, or the taskbar rather, sorry, not task manager, not unless you want to kill everything. You go to taskbar and clicking on the relevant icons using the mouse. Well, that's the new keystroke that that we use, is Alt and Tab. Now, you can hold down the Shift key to go backwards and not hold the Shift key to go forwards. And that was a really complicated way of me explaining that. So let me try again. So if you hold down the Alt key and press Tab, you will go forward through your list of open windows. If you hold down Shift, hold down Alt and press Tab, you will go backwards through said list of open windows. I still feel like I've overcomplicated that, but hopefully you get what I'm saying. So they are the five fundamental keystrokes of Windows, as it were. It's Alt Tab, D, Windows D for desktop, Windows E for explorer, Windows R for run, and Windows X for exit. There is a sixth keystroke which is always handy to know, which is Alt, and holding down Alt you press F4, which will close the window that you're in. But obviously programs do also have built-in exit buttons, or if they don't, then quite frankly, they're not worth their weight in software. The most important element in a piece of software is the exit button, let's be honest. But just in case, Alt and F4 is a quick keystroke just to exit the program straight away. So a bonus keystroke there for your enjoyment. So thank you for listening to this episode, and I look forward to seeing you in the next one, where we're going to cover some screen reader keystrokes.